have this Woods calling you, sir.
Yeah. All right.
Hello?
Yep.
Hi. Wanted to tell you a couple more things. One, Admiral Moore just called. He just has returned, you know, from Turkey from the CENTO meeting. And he wanted me to tell you that he called to express his appreciation, and he felt that all the military people would appreciate what you did, what you really said about all the efforts over there. He, as a matter of fact, I'm sorry, but he just thought it was so great, and he said, tell you, everything's going to be all right.
Sure,
he said he thinks that you struck just the right note.
Good.
Just the right
good.
Note.
Good, well, that's good.
Then I had a call from Paul Keyes.
Paul Keyes, oh, yeah, old Paul.
And he said, tell him that it was one of the best speeches he ever made. He thought it was marvelous. He thought that the calm, low voice was absolutely beautiful and necessary for people, that it was terribly important, that because of the way you spoke and the tone of your voice, as well as what you said, and he went on, he almost repeated the speech. He could tell you, you know, what you said, but he said it was really the low voice, the low tone of voice, and he particularly liked the way you ended it. He also liked several of the other phrases. One of them was the one that uniting the nation, uniting our own nation, whatever. But he couldn't say enough about the whole tone of what came over, the attitude, what came over the air.
Good.
He was just thrilled. So I wanted to, I won't bother with any more calls tonight because
you didn't. You haven't heard from any cabinet officers, have you?
Well, yeah.
Except for Mitchell and
Rogers and Mitchell.
That's all. I know. The rest of them.
That's all the cabinet officers.
They're all running away. I know, but that's okay.
Well, maybe not. Maybe a lot of them wouldn't. You know.
Nah.
Let's face it. A lot of them might not want to talk to me. Most of them would. Big they would, but
no,
we got a lot of little guys too, you know.
That's right. Well, fine. I'm glad that Paul felt that way.
Oh, he was so thrilled, and he just wanted you to know that for the whole country, and Admiral Moore was great.
Good.
And your speech was, and what you did with that ending. You keep telling me that I'm hard-hearted or that I say everything's great. But it was absolutely beautiful.
Well, actually, it was pretty good, actually, in the last, because I did
was,
that. It took me a lot of many hours to get that developed.
I know that.
And nobody knew I was going to do it either.
No one knew you were going to do it, and I sat here with tears streaming down my face. Now, I watched it with Louis.
Oh, Louis. Oh, yeah. Great. What do you think?
And he wanted you to know that he thought it was one of the greatest speeches you've ever given.
Wonderful. Good.
He left. He stayed. He was here. I don't know. He was just in town and out. He stayed. You know, he never asked to talk.
I know.
He said, just tell him, because I started getting on. I said, look, I have to run. Just tell him it was a great, great speech. He stood up. He was just great.
Good. Well, Louis is one of our few real good friends, ain't he?
He is, because he never asked.
There aren't many. Well, I know, but there aren't many that are with us when it's
like that. He was with us
That's right.
All through the tough times.
Okay, hon.
Okay.
Bye.
All right.